the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
They know we love them.
Did I have spots in that last year? With all of us.
Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda. Dave, I know there's a couple of things.
Yes, one item is number two, Sussex Conservation District grant request. We are going to defer on that till next week because Mr. Bannerman isn't available to attend today.
He's out doing the farmer thing, huh?
Yeah, they want to get all the balls.
And that's all that I have.
The only other thing I got is on my copy that Robin did for me is minutes.
Swans.
Okay, also.
Because
you're on vacation, so.
I didn't want to work on them on vacation.
I understand that, Robin. I understand. No problem.
Okay.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for Sussex County Council for September 23rd, 2008, as in printed form of the deletion number two under the administrator's report.
And the minutes. Second, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approved agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Mr. Dukes is somewhere up north. I'm not quite sure where he'd be today, but he is on vacation today.
Vacation?
Oh, he's on the cruise.
That's right, he's on the cruise. He's Fairfax or somewhere in that neighborhood.
2 weeks. Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, that's right.
New Brunswick and all.
Mr. Baker? Oh, excuse me, Jim, correspondence, I'm sorry.
I have one piece of correspondence, and unless someone else has something. This is a letter from the SPCA thanking council for the donation that it made in memory of Stephanie Calloway, and indicating that that contribution is tax deductible. That's all I had as far as correspondence.
Any other correspondence? Being none? Dave, good morning.
Morning. The first item of business we have today is World Championship Pumpkin Chunkin' Association, and with us today we have Miss Stephanie Colburn and Frank Shade is also here, and I know Stephanie would.
Steve, you're not going to chunk pumpkin either? Oh, you're.
I promise. I won't talk as long as Frank does.
I'm for sure
that's
that.
A blessing.
This year, as we know, we're going to have our 23rd annual event for the Pumpkin Chunkin', and we're looking forward to a successful year. It's October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. We have been featured, as you know, on many television programs, including Montel, David Letterman, Outdoor Channel, Discovery Channel. We also had an independent film that was made last year that will be released soon. We've also been featured in the top 10 events for Rand McNally book, and for the fourth year in a row, we are considered American Bus Tours Industry's top 100 events in the United States. We have grown from 3 machines and 80 spectators to over 120 machines and 60,000 spectators. This year, we hope to have a large crowd as well because we will be having a large concert on Halloween night, which will be Charlie Daniels Band and Randy Owens from Alabama. We have several competitors that have come to us from Florida, New Mexico, Illinois, California, and competitors as far away as New England. I'm not sure if a study's been done as far as the economic impact this has on Sussex County, where these 60,000 people eat, sleep, where they spend their tax dollars at the outlets or other businesses in the area. But we have raised several hundreds of thousands of dollars since we have started, and we've given at least $50,000 to St. Jude's Children's Hospital in the last 5 years. We've given funds to the American Cancer Society, the Lower Delaware Autism Foundation, and Easter Seals, and we've given over 70 scholarships to area children in the last 6 years as well. Last year, we were able to award 20 scholarships in the amount of $1,000 each. Included in that will be a full one-year scholarship to the engineering department at Dell Tech at the Owens campus every year. And the Discovery Channel has also worked with us about discussing a special scholarship they will be funding because they are involved in our event as well. So we found it hard to keep this event in Sussex County. We're trying to keep it here, and we found a great location to have it now. So we are here before you today to consider asking you for a $10,000 grant to help us defray the cost and the insurance and increase operations. And with your help, we hope to keep it right here in Sussex County.
Mr. Jones.
We certainly appreciate everything you do, and if 60,000 spectators at, say, an average of $100 each would be $6 million, so that's a major economic benefit to the county, that's for sure. So we do have a grant that was included in this year's budget. It's not the full amount that we would like to be able to do, but given the economy and given the county's finances, it is at the same level as last year of $5,000, and I think Mr. Jones has that.
Frank, you got anything to say while you're for anything?
I try to stay out of it because of the position I have here. But
well, sure.
We like to thank you guys for everything you do because it is a great economic boon to the county, and it brings a lot of people, and we have a lot of fun. We've offered you a little something there that was given to us last year. You know, we presented those with the help of some of our sponsors. And just want to thank you for everything you do. You know, we couldn't do it without your help and your support. I know personally I get a lot of support here because we do bring a lot of people in. And absolutely, for that we thank you. And hope you all come out and join us at the Chunk. It's going to be another great year.
Oh, there's no rain, right?
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. It doesn't make either.
We've never been stopped by weather. Last year we weathered the hurricane that came up the coast and still had a good event. And I'll talk to the sponsor of those shirts and see if we can't get some 2Xs. Okay. Well, somebody said they needed larger shirts, and that shirt fits me, so I figured it would.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Try putting one on.
Sussex County Council.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
And hope to see you this year again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh,
sorry.
They shrink, you know. Man, don't shrink.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next item we have is a request from one of our industrial park tenants to approve subordinating our lien rights on their property out at the industrial park. The tenant, Michael and Ethan Rhodes, is requesting a bank loan that we don't have anything to do with, except that we're involved in the liens.
Right.
And the bank loan is for construction of a new building to expand the businesses out there. And as per our lease, we have agreed to subordinate our lien rights for the construction of improvements or the purchase of equipment to be located on the property. So we've done this before in other instances with industrial park tenants. So
because he has two buildings now, he's going to put a third up, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
I have a motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves legal agreements subordinating lien rights to enable the county's industrial park tenant, Michael and Ethan Rhodes, to finance their business.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we approve the landlord improvement and refinancing. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Roger. Yes. Motion passed.
Okay, and then the last item I have is the county administrator's report, and the first item is beneficial acceptance of a project, the Preserve at Jefferson Creek Phase 1, which occurred on September 18th. The developer is Muddy Neck LLC, and the project is located on County Road 363, quarter mile south of Muddy Neck Road in the South Bethany Sewer District, consisting of 38 townhouses, 8 single-family lots, and a clubhouse. The next item is Delaware Transit Corporation public hearing workshop. As per the attached notice, Delaware Transit Corporation will be holding 2 public workshops regarding DART bus service. The closest public hearing for Sussex County residents will be in Dover on Monday, September 29th from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. And as noted in the handout, no changes in service are recommended for Sussex County for the bus service. NASCAR race weekend. Over the past weekend from Friday, September 19th through Sunday, September 21st, approximately 200 race team crew members used the county airport in Georgetown as a transportation route for the Dover NASCAR race. The county, as in the past, provided food for race team crew members at the airport on Sunday. Race teams from Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, Gillette Everham Motorsports, and Waltrip Racing used our airport. Many positive comments were received regarding the airport and the county's hospitality that provides an economic benefit to Sussex Countyans. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank county employees, including Debbie Jones, Susan Wise, Ira Hitchens, Shirley Hitchens, Joe Thomas, Kevin Brumley, Bobby Rogers, Hal Godwin, and others who assisted in making this a successful event. And then a reminder, Sussex County property taxes are due next Tuesday. As per the attached news release, they are due September 30th. Payments should be addressed to the County Treasury Division, P.O. Box 429, Georgetown. Payments postmarked after September 30 are subject to a 1.5% per month penalty on unpaid balances. And then, although it's not on the report, I just wanted to make you aware that there is a possibility of some flooding, coastal flooding this week. We had a weather conference call yesterday. There will be one later today due to northeasters, and there's possibility of multiple high tides affecting the coastline and back bays in Sussex County. So we will be monitoring that closely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Being none. Good morning, Hal.